Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yo, you gotta absolutely love the old school Mobb Deep, man. That's when hip hop was at its best. It seems like, you know, Mobb Deep was crazy. I hope y'all like the intro. We always let it play all the way out because, you know, sometimes you just need to hear some music in your life. You know, you need to get your bop on. Anyway, this is WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. You know who I am. I'm your host, Pudgy. We doing it live. We doing it big. We doing big things in the Carolinas and Washington, D.C. Welcome. If you're logging in from www.kirpradioshow.com, welcome. If you're online, maybe you're on a Facebook listening. Welcome, Facebookers. Maybe you're on Twitter and you're checking us out on Twitter. Make sure you leave your comments at KIRP Radio Show. Or at NC Pudgy, you know, that's me, Pudgy, P-Real, Al Tariq, you know, they call me all sorts of things. But it is what it is. And today is the 23rd day of January, and the year is 2011. And they say, I said this last show, but they say this is the last full year we will be on this earth, folks. Let the radio waves just play a little bit. See if y'all can marinate on that. Last time we're going to be here. Last full year we're going to be here, folks. New Year's resolutions out the window for next year. Future plans, saving money and putting money in the bank is out the window. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen, right? All I can do is tell you to live the way you're supposed to live every day as if today is the last day and you will be all right. And, you know, you got to say your prayers. You got to pray to the Most High. Make sure you pray to the Most High. Pray for everybody. Hope everybody's praying for me. It's like my man said, the Lord ain't through with me yet. Because I got some freaking problems. Moving right along. Got to give a shout out, a special birthday shout out. If y'all haven't noticed, before I give my shout out, if y'all haven't noticed, I don't do birthday shout outs anymore. If you haven't noticed that, I do not do birthday shout outs anymore. And I don't know what it is. I just don't. I don't have time to do the birthday shout outs anymore. So I apologize. Tell me what to do to get through to you. Y'all remember that old school Jodeci? Man, that, yo, I know I can't sing, but that's that Jodeci, man. You know, that Jodeci was crazy. No, y'all got to remember that Jodeci, man. That was one of the hottest albums ever, right? Somebody agree with me, right? Y'all got to agree with me. I see more people logging on. Welcome to the KRRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy. We are doing it live. Today's the 23rd of January. We get it popping. We getting it on. We got a lot to talk about in a short time to do it because this will not be a full 2 to 3 hour show. This will be a 1.5 hour show. And that's just the way we got to do it sometimes, folks. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Shout outs to all my people in the D.C. area, 500 through 560 a.m. on your radio dial. Shout out to all my D.C. folks. Also, shout out to all my people out here in the Triad, 500 through 560 a.m. We doing it big. We growing a little bit. We dropping a couple of small stations off, and we picking up our own under the label WM. I'm sorry, the call letters WMMG. And it's a beautiful thing, folks. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. Let me tell you. I got to tell y'all about something I did last week. Last week on the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, I had the liberty to go to Guilford College and meet with and listen to a lecture from a guy who is probably the greenest black man in the country, maybe in the world. You know, I got to thinking about that thing. Maybe this is probably the greenest. And when I say green, it's not green like, oh, he don't know what's going on. This man definitely knows what's going on. When I say green, I'm talking about green as in energy, as in saving, as in natural. We're talking about green. And the man's name was Van Jones. There's a lot of you who don't know who Van Jones is. And for you guys who don't know who he is, I really feel like you should do some searching on the net. You know, we all about Google, so get your Google ready. Y'all know how I say, get your Google ready, because I'm about to give you something that's what B-I-G to take with you. That's VanJones.net, I believe. It may be .com, but look up VanJones.net and get to know this guy, because this is a very interesting gentleman. Let me tell you, this is some interesting conversation that this man had, and his views and the way he looks at things. I feel, okay, his story is quite amazing. It's quite amazing because we as people who are righteous, we always talk about what can we do. And we always talk about our works, and we always talking about where we going, and we're going to go here to do that. Facebook and Twitter is made up of that. You know, this is where reality TV has taken us, folks. It's taken us to a world where 24 hours a day people talking about what they're doing. And I didn't think it would be interesting, but hell, Twitter's doing their thing. I remember Questlove said, shout out to Questlove for the roots. I remember Questlove told me, this is when I first got on Twitter. This was way back, and I had my own street team, and this is crazy. I'm doing my music thing. But anyway, Questlove said to me, he was like, yo, I'm going to tell you what's that new. We were talking about MySpace at the time. And Questlove was like, yo, I'm going to tell y'all what's new, and I'm going to tell y'all what's going to probably be the hottest site in another 12 to 24 months. And he was talking about Twitter. And I'm like, you know, Twitter, tweeting, you know, whatever it is, I'll check it out. So I checked it out. And right now, fast forward, right now, Twitter is one of the most prolific and largest, fastest growing sites next to Facebook that we have on this planet. So shout out to my man Questlove. But getting back to, let me rewind back to the Van Jones story. So I meet this guy, Van Jones, who some call Marxist. Some call him, some say he not a devil worshiper, but some says he don't believe in God. He's the enemy. He's not good. There's no good in him. He hates white people. Oh, man, the list goes on. If you Google him, I'm sure you'll come up with a whole lot of this stuff, and you'll get to understand who this man Van Jones is or what he stands for the most part. But he worked for the Obama administration, and he was like their, I forget the title he held with the Obama administration, but he was like the secretary of green, the general of green, the connoisseur of green jobs under the Obama administration. You understand? So this was the guy. He like he said, he sat there and watched history grow, and he witnessed history happen. And at that moment when he was talking about watching history happen, it was kind of amazing, because I could feel where he was coming from, like in the White House. You understand what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine, as much as I knock Obama, I knock every president, by the way, but as much as I knock President Obama, can you imagine being in the White House and taking part in his walk and in his movement, knowing that pretty much everything that he is doing is basically brand new. In a sense of him claiming he's black or saying that he's black. So Mr. Van Jones, you know, he's on the stage, and this is a funny, charismatic, damn, I cannot talk today. What is wrong with me? Got to get this monster out of me. But anyway, Mr. Van Jones, he's on the stage. He's doing his speech at Guilford College. Shout out to Guilford College and everybody out there. So he's doing his speech and he's doing his view. And I'm going in with the mentality like, okay, this guy, he's a straight up Democrat. He's 100% Democrat, and it's going to be a political thing, and he's going to be bashing Republicans, and he's going to talk about what's not right and this, that, and the third. And I'm not Republican, by the way, folks. I'm sure all my listeners know what I am. I am a Democrat, but I have stout Republican views. Okay. Let me make that clear. So I am Democrat for the moment. Probably will be independent soon. I hope when I get ready to do that, some of y'all switch with me. But anyway, so I'm going in there and I'm going to see picket signs because, yeah, the Republicans are going to be outside and they're going to be picketing this guy because he don't believe in God and he believes in abortion and the death penalty and this, that, and the third. And I'm thinking they're going to be out there and it's going to be a big to-do. But guess what? There was nobody outside. There was nobody picketing. There was no outburst in the crowd. And guess what? Guess what else? The man said he believes in God. Now, look, I don't know. I don't know if the man believes in God or not. Frankly, that's on him. I just wanted to hear what the man had to talk about, and he was talking about some unity. But anyway, let me fast forward again. We are WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show, 500 through 560 a.m. in the Triad. Shout out to my Washington, D.C. folks. If you can get me, if you can't, log online, www.krrpradioshow.com. You can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. Hit me up on Twitter at NC Pudgy, or hit us up at KRRP Radio Show on Twitter. But anyway, so I'm listening to this guy speak, man, and he's making a lot of sense, man. He's basically saying some of the same things that I say to you all Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and I'm going to say it the next Sundays, and he's talking about unity. He's saying that one thing he said that really stood out to me, and it made a lot of sense. He said to the youth, he was really talking to the college students. He said, you guys have a much, much bigger heart than what we have in our bracket, and I'm talking to anybody from 25 to 45 bracket, I'll say like that. And I'll put the college students in the bracket of 7, 16 through 24. Okay, so he was saying that you guys have a much bigger heart and that you guys are something special to the world that is really needed. He was saying that you got it, you get it right. He was also saying that you guys have the you're born to embrace the struggle. You're born to embrace the hard. You're born to embrace the movement. And you know, I'm listening to this guy and I'm like, man, you know what? He's really not what I thought he was gonna be. He was enlightening, if you ask me. Another thing he said that really stood out, and really think about this. He asked the crowd, he said, how many people have a smartphone? You know, he named off some devices that we use today, the iPad, the laptop, this, that, and the third. And he asked the whole crowd, how many of you guys have this, that, and the other? And so many hands went up. He said, that's amazing, because who would have ever thought in 1975, right? Who would have ever thought in the year 1975 that today we would have the ability to, I don't know, you could call somebody from China. You can contact somebody from a third world country right now, walking down any street of the United States with one of those three devices. And that is something very, very powerful. That is something very, very special. And I just really never thought about it. I mean, you know, everybody on here can log on their Facebook page and talk to somebody from China if they want to. You put in search China, or go into your laptop, just put in China search, and there you are on Twitter and all these other social sites, man. And that's amazing, because they did not have that ability years ago. So today the kids, they have an advantage by being able to reach out and understanding different cultures without the bias. You can get it from the horse's mouth, in other words, so to speak. KRP Radio Show, we are WMMG, and I got to go to a commercial, folks. I'm sorry it's structured like this, but it is.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? Are you scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, yeah, we are WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show. As I adjust my mic, hit us up online at www.krrpradioshow.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit me up on Twitter at NC Pudgy. As a matter of fact, everybody listening, I want you guys to add us today, add us tomorrow, add us the next day, shout out another friend, give us a shout out, pass it along to somebody. I don't know. Just show us some love because you're B.I.G. in my book, and I appreciate it. We got a few more things to cover, and before I went on my rant, I had a couple of shout outs to do when I was talking about what I did this week and by traveling to Guilford College to meet Mr. Van Jones from the Obama administration. Green connoisseur. This guy has an idea about how to grow this economy and how we should stay green. This gentleman, he threw some really interesting things out there that I really appreciated, and I like the fact that he was talking to the youth. Like I said before, a lot of people think that the guy's a devil worshiper, or you worship the devil. I don't know, man. I don't know what the man is. I only know what he said, and he said that he raised his kids to be Christian. He also raised he raised both of his kids to be Christian, and he practices the religion of Christianity, and so on and so forth. And man, listen, I don't care what you worship. I worship what I worship. My main agenda is unity, right? And if I can do my unity thing through Christ, that's on me. But if I can reach out to you without any religion, I'm here to do that. You know what I mean? And it's up to you to serve. And I hope that you will serve the way that I serve and will believe in what I believe in. But if you don't, I don't love you any less, frankly. So real quick, I got to give a big, 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 big welcome to my folks in San Diego, California, who sent me an email that said, P, I started listening to this in the dorm room, San Diego State, and a couple of my friends came in, and we were laughing at you and laughing with you, and we enjoyed your show. So now we kind of make it like we get popcorn and we have nothing else to do in the dorm, so we listen to you, and we're going to start emailing you your mistakes. So shout out to my stat people in San Diego, California, San Diego State. They said they're going to email me my mistakes and my stats, and they're going to let me know when I'm screwing up. Otherwise, they're listening strong, and they appreciate what I do in the name of unity. So it feels good to be acknowledged and to know that there's other people out here who want to be unified. You know what I'm saying? Who want to get rid of the blockades of hate, the race cars and the names and all the crazy rhetoric about who's better than who and who has this and who has that. And listen, man, it's all not needed. It's crazy. You know, we don't want to dwell on that stuff, man. And you really got to love everybody. You got to show love to everybody. You need to love everybody. Treat people the way you want to be treated and have people back for a change. You know what I mean? There's a lot of folks out here who claim that they have your back and they don't have your back. And you just got to realize what's going on. The people that say they have your back hardly have their own back if you're paying attention. So anyway, I got a big shout out to my folks out there at San Diego State. I appreciate the email. I got a few emails, but I'm not going to read them off right now because this is a short show. And I want to give another special shout out to Anna Creel Grunberg. Anna, that's my director of film, even though we hadn't done any film together yet. And shout out to my man, He's Zion. He did a film for us that I should be posting on www.KIRP Radio Show official site. So make sure you guys look out for that. Also, if you haven't been on the site, man, go to the site and check out. There's a picture of myself and Van Jones in the middle and someone who calls up a lot. His name is Kevin Daniels. That's the president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of North Carolina. This man is a grassroots organizer. He's a public speaker. He's a youth minister. He's a man. The dude is awesome, man. That's my man, Kevin Daniels. Shout out to him, man. I call him the face of the Republican Party, the new face of the Republican Party, because this is a black guy. So log on to my site, man. Check that out. Check out the article that I wrote underneath it. I'm sure that will be hitting a whole lot of newspapers soon, real soon. There should be people emailing me about that throughout the week, and I'm gonna express that throughout my show. I'm gonna let people know about that. I'm gonna read them off next week, hopefully. Just curious what people got to think about that, because a lot of people don't like Van Jones. They hate him with a passion. No matter what good he says, they hate the man with the passion, and that's just not me. I do have Republican views. I'm a registered Democrat just because I am, but I'm a Republican at heart, and I will be probably neither real soon. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be. I don't know. I'm still deciding, still trying to figure out what I want to do. But one thing I do know for sure is that despite some people's or despite a person's economical situation, I understand, but I don't agree with abortion at all. And I'm just letting you know what my views are. I'm a believer of God and Jesus Christ. That's just me. That's what I believe. Okay. These are Republican views also, people. So if you think that you're a Democrat and you believe in these things that I'm telling you, you might want to check that out. And you might want to read the history and find out what you really are. So I don't believe in abortion. I understand the circumstance, folks. I do. I promise I do. And my heart goes out to you for having to make that decision. That's one that I can never make. I don't per se believe in gay rights. Now, that's a shocker right there because I know a lot of gay women and a lot of gay dudes, and I'm cool with y'all. So I know that's a shocker right there to some people. So go ahead and get your emails ready and go ahead and send me your texts and your text, or go ahead and call me or do whatever you got to do. I know that's a shocker to a lot of people, but I say that to say this. Listen, you already have rights. Frankly, you already have rights. I don't feel like we should have to change the Bill of Rights for any particular people. Understand where I'm going? And I know that might sound crazy because I'm a black man, or what they might call a black man or a man of color. But the Bill of Rights is the Bill of Rights. It is what it is. The Constitution is what the Constitution is. I don't feel like it should be changed. And even when black people were fighting for that, or African-American people, or the Negro, the American Negro, were fighting for their rights in the United States, no one asked for a change of the law. We just asked that people would abide by the law. Am I right? Abide by the law? That's all we asked for. So we were fighting for the rights that were already put in place for us. We weren't asking for the laws to be changed or the language to be changed to suit us. Not at all. So there's a difference. And I know some people like to compare the two, but it's not the same. It's really not the same. A sexual preference or a lifestyle choice has nothing to do with changing the law, in my mind. And I still love you if you're gay. I still got love for you. It ain't nothing. You know, I don't lose no love for you. And you know, it's all good. If that's your choice, and if you're mad at me, don't want to talk to me, I still love you. If I see you, I might hug you. So watch out. You know what I mean? With WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, you can hit us up at 619-638-8559. Looks like about 200 and some odd callers. Before we start talking about taxes, I do want to give a special, special, special shout out to Keisha Thompson Taborn. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Okay, that's enough of y'all. I can't really sing like that. I could rap though, but happy birthday to you, Keisha Thompson Taborn. And another B-I-G birthday to my girl, political mastermind and genius, Kelly Smoke. Happy birthday to you, Kelly. You are in there. NC State Representative, Frederick Douglass Foundation member, political extraordinaire. This black woman is amazing. Shout out to you, Keisha Thompson Taylor, another amazing individual and somebody who always show me love on this show, always show us love on this show and whatever we're doing. Shout out to you, and shout out to you, brother, with this event that he's having. Send me an email, send me a text or something so I can really put that out there because I really don't remember. Shout out to the Dirt Blog, folks. Y'all know what that is? The Dirt Blog? Let me tell y'all what the Dirt Blog is, man. The Dirt Blog is this blog, man, that I stumbled on. And I'm always reading folks' blogs. I'm always going to the blogs and trying to find out how people are thinking. I'll tell you what. Here's the Dirt Blog. I'll let y'all know what it is. Listen.
Check this out. So I'm doing my Twitter thing. As you know, I know I'm slow on Twitter. I had people doing Twitter for me, but, you know, they weren't doing no better than what I was doing. So, cancel. You understand what I'm saying? But, I'm doing my Twitter thing, and I'm always on the blogs. Like, I love to be on the blogs and to check out what the blogs say and this, that, and the third. So, I came up on this Twitter page and this person. So, I followed the person. Let me get it right. I followed the person, and I read up on what they were doing. And check this out. So I'm doing my Twitter thing, as you know. I know I'm slow on Twitter. I had people doing Twitter for me, but, you know, they weren't doing no better than what I was doing. So, cancel. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm doing my Twitter thing, and I'm always on the blogs. Like, I love to be on the blogs and to check out what the blogs say and this, that, and the third. So I came up on this Twitter page and this person. So I followed the person, and I read up on what they were doing. And
okay, we're having some technical difficulties with playing that little thing I did for the dirt blog. I kind of did it on the fly. I didn't prepare because I bumped into this blog kind of late. So I don't know what's going on with the control room with that. But anyway, check this blog out, man. It's dirtygirl.net. And I know now, hold up. Don't jump on it too fast because a lot of y'all want to spell girl, G-I-R-L. But if you've been to Atlanta, if you're from the A, how do they spell girl and how do they say girl? It's girl. So check this blog out, www.dirtygurl, G-U-R-L, folks, not G-I-R-L, G-U-R-L.net. And this blog is called The Dirt. You understand what I'm saying? The Dirt. And I love it, man. I absolutely love this blog. This chick went hard. No disrespect by calling you chick, but y'all know what I mean. This sister went hard on a lot of people. She even went hard on Oprah. And I know I got this is kind of crazy with me saying it's kind of reckless, but man, what this show is called Keeping It Real with Pudgy, so I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. It is what it is. I know I got ties to the Oprah crew and the O and OWN network and whatever we're trying to do over there, but it is what it is. Shout out to Oprah still. But listen, this chick even went hard on Oprah, and I understand what she said. I'm gonna read this off to y'all because I'm feeling her like I've been in the supermarket and I felt this way. Here's what the blog said. This is narcissism at its worst. Posted in Oprah Winfrey on January 21st, 2011 by your girl, Dirty Girl. She says, damn, every time I go to any store, wherever magazines are displayed at the checkout, I have to look at this licious traitor. It's not enough that I don't watch a sappy show. Or plan on watching her crappy NWO network. Hey. Okay, but plan on watching her crappy NWO network. But now I have to look at her face while checking her out. One thing that kind of made me roll my eyes was not only is this that she has her face on the cover, but this hag has her own magazine. Now she's quoting herself. I don't know whether to laugh or scream. When we think of great minds, we usually look at people like Mark Twain, JFK, Malcolm X, or etc. Not Oprah Winfrey, the Illuminati hag. Damn, if her head gets any bigger, she won't be able to get it between Gail's legs. Okay, I ain't going to get into that. But she was like, ooh, I had to get this off my chest. Shout out to Dirty Girl because she went kind of hard at Oprah. And most people won't do that. Like, people won't challenge someone like Oprah. So shout out to her, man, for really speaking her mind. And man, this is a free country, man. We speak freely, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? So shout out to Dirty Girl. Shout out to Keisha Thompson Taylor on your birthday. Shout out to my girl Kelly Smoke on her birthday. And if there are any more birthdays out there, make sure y'all hit us up and let us know what's going on, and we'll show you some love because that's what we do. 619-638-8559 is the number. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Twitter at KIRP Radio Show. Hit me up at NC Pudgy. And we're doing it big. It is the 23rd of January 2011. The time is 8:33 on my clock. 500 through 560 a.m. in the triad. 500 through 560. Man, I keep hiccuping. 500 through 560 a.m. in Washington, D.C. Shout out to all you folks. And a special shout out to my folks over there. I'm going to call them my stat folks in San Diego, California, San Diego State, you know what I mean. Folks, it is time to talk some taxes. And I had some special music for that, but I don't have it no more. But I'll play this music. It is time to talk taxes. Taxes, get your tax check. Get your tax check. Get your tax check. Yo, that should be a song, right? Get your tax check. Get your tax check. Get your tax check. Get the taxes back, get the tax check, buy a car, and then getting it carjacked. Yo, it's crazy. Like, y'all, if I don't know if y'all realize like I do. I think everybody realizes it by now, but every time the tax checks come out, or tax, the first 3 months of the year, I want to say, what do you see the most? Let me go to a call. I'm going to ask a caller, what do they see the most around? Let's see who I can log on here. I want to find somebody local if I can. I think I recognize this number. This will be a good one. It's kind of perfect. 2041, caller, you are on the air, and I know you didn't hit the one, but talk to me anyway. What's up?
What's up, Pete? It's Keisha. Thanks for the shout-out.
I knew it was you, girl. I about recognize your 8 different numbers now. But
shut up. I only call on one.
Yo,
you
want to
know the first thing? Thank you.
No doubt.
The first thing I see around tax time from January to March is 30-day tags.
You hit the nail on the head.
What I see from April to December that keeps my uncle in business is rollbacks. Yeah.
Ooh.
Tow trucks, repossessed trucks.
And I need my man Act right here so he could have put a boo noise on there, because a lot of people don't want to hear that.
Well, hey, come on. It's 2011. It's fine to get a new car if you're really in need of a new car, but your boy Kevin Daniels said it right. Get your money right. Prepare for the future.
Shout out to Kevin Daniels, Frederick Douglass Foundation in the house. You
because
all right?
That's what I'm doing. I mean, I got 3 bills I'm going to pay off with mine.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pay these student loans off. Well, not completely off, but 2 of them off anyway.
Right.
And I'm paying off my truck. So those are my 3 major bills, and the rest of it is going to be used to bank for a rainy day, because I don't never know when my husband may stop working, may get hurt, I get hurt, anything. So I'll give him a big shout-out, because that's truly what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with
also,
that, man.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go shopping, so it's sneaker time. I love sneakers, wearing them to work, so.
Uh-oh.
Sneakers, so I'm going to give me like 3 pair of sneakers, but that's the only thing I'm really going to do.
You got a sneaker habit, Keisha?
I do. I got probably like 200 pair of sneakers.
That's a damn shame, Keisha.
It is. Nike socks are the main ones I get.
Keisha?
Yes.
You know we love you, yo. You know we love you, but that's a damn shame. 200 pairs of sneakers.
That's what my husband say, too. I mean, can you give some away? Which I have. But every one I gave away, I replaced with another pair, so. All
right, well, check this out. Here's what I want you to do for me, if you will. When you get ready to buy them new pair of sneakers and you're digging through your closet and you're like, I don't wear them no more, hit me up and let me know, because I'm going out in the city. And everybody's invited. I'm going out in Greensboro. And I think I told this story before. One day I was going to get a check cash, and I was about to run out of gas. And I stopped at this light. First of all, I went the wrong damn way. So when I finally figured out where I was going, I was at the light. And this homeless guy came up to the car. And he was like, man, you know, can I get something? And normally I get some change or some food, or, you know, I'll do something. And
right.
A lot of times it's depending on the vibe, but I'll do something. But anyway, I was like, man, I know I had that look on my face, so, like, you know, you better back up, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, okay, so check it. He asked me for some money, and I'm like, man, listen, I'm about to run out of gas right now, man. I don't got no money. So guess what he did, Keish? Guess what he did?
What he did?
What do you think he did? You think he spazzed out, spit on my car, something like that? What do you think he did?
No, I don't think he probably, if he didn't beg you for some more, he might have just walked away.
Yo, he went in his pocket. No, actually, he went back to his girlfriend, got $1 from her, and gave it to me.
Oh, that's what's up.
I'll never forget that in my life. Did I need that dollar? No, not really. I took the dollar just for principle, because I told him, I said, this dollar's going to sow your seed. You know what I mean? So I got a jacket that's really too big for me. It's one of those we call flight jackets. It's been in my closet forever. So I'm going to dig that out, and a couple of old pair of Rockaway and whatnot. And I'm going to find this guy, and I'm going to stick a $100 bill in the coat. I know I'm going to film it, so it ain't shameless promotion. I am going to film it, but I'm going to put $100 in the coat, and I'm going to give him that jacket. But I'm going to make sure I give him his dollar back, man, because, yo, to me, that's special. When a man that's homeless on the street can give you a dollar.
That's right.
And he's homeless. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. That's something I'm going to do. So when you get ready to get them new sneakers, You can subtract three from your 100.
No, well, I mean, I got plenty to give away. So, I mean, I mean, my husband would be happy because it's taking up space under the bed because I got those little space savers things that fit up under your bed.
You got the space bag?
So, yeah. The little bag that you put, like, 12 pair of shoes in.
Let me find out you were shopping on TV. I've seen the space bag on TV. I haven't seen it anywhere else, though.
They have it in Roses. They have it in Walmart. Your favorite place. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. I didn't say it on the radio. But the place that you don't like where they only have two cashiers, the place that you talk about all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got them in there for like $5.
Wow.
So I kind of stocked up on them. But I'll be coming. I'll be going to Charlotte for the CIAA. So I'll hook up and get them to you.
When is the CIAA?
What is it, first weekend of March?
First weekend of March, that's when we're going to set this off. I want everybody to take note. I'm writing it down right now. We got that. I got it down. First weekend in March, CIAA weekend during the day. I'm going to set up somewhere downtown. Where's the CIAA going to be, in Durham this year?
I said Charlotte.
Charlotte? All right, we're going to set up shop in Charlotte. And I'm going to broadcast live from somebody's venue somewhere. And we're going to do a homeless drive. We're going to do a clothes drive for the homeless. And we're going to go around and we're going to pass out those clothes. We're not going to have a destination where you can come drop them off and just leave them there. And then we give them to the Salvation Army. We ain't going to do it like that. We're going to KRP. We're going to do a little bit different. You can come drop your clothes off wherever we're going to be, folks. Or you can start dropping them off now to me. I'll get a destination somewhere sooner or later. And I'll put it out there on the website. So make sure you log on to www.krpradioshow.com and look for it. But we're going to do a clothes drive. So shout out to you, Keith. That was your idea. I appreciate it. You just came out with it. You and your 200 pair of sneakers. You just made that happen.
All right. Just let me know because I'll get them to you.
All right.
And I'll even help you do what you got to do.
Hey, that's real big of you right there. Real quick, plug in your brother's event, if you don't mind.
Terrell Carter will be in Rocky Mount on February 11th at 9 o'clock at 207 Gay Street, and it's Imperial Theater or something like Imperial Center. If you don't know who Terrell Carter is, he played in Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman as the preacher.
Uh-oh.
He played in Meet the Browns, and he played in a couple of other things with him, and he just did a play in Chicago with The Ideal Husband. So that'll be on the Gospel Network on February 26th.
Terrell Carter, folks, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Check him out. One love, Keith. We out of here.
All right. Thanks, P.
Peace. So check it out. Terrell Carter is going to be in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. If you don't know who he is, Google that man. Terrell Carter. He played the preacher in Diary of a Mad Black Woman, who will cut you. She'll cut you with a razor blade and pour alcohol on you and have you on the bed screaming and crying for your mama. You better not never hit a black woman because it's on and popping. But anyway, got to go to a commercial break. Then we're going to come back in the next segment, and we're going to finally talk taxes right after the sports report. Shout out to the Steel Curtain and the Steelers. Where you at, Steel Curtain, folks?
Man, let me tell you what I did the other day. I was replacing the vents on my heating and air unit, and I put the daggone thing in there. And I guess I put it in backwards and it sucked it down the drain. Well, it sucked it down the vent. So here I am, I'm panicking because, man, I don't want to spend a lot of money on replacing the AC system, or I don't know if it's going to mess it up or what. And I really didn't have time to do it, but I remember my neighbor told me about a guy who came and put down his carpet and did some stripping on his floors, and he was going to bring back to come replace a couple of doors. So I called my neighbor up. I'm like, hey, what happened to the guy you were ranting and raving about, you know, that you were giving all the praise to? He said, who, Jeff? He's here now. So I go over there, man, and I'm looking at this work, and my neighbor's he's a bit of a pig. So I'm looking at the stuff that Jeff done, and man, this guy is amazing. Let me tell you, this guy is amazing. You heard it here first. There's nothing that he can't do. So I'm looking at the car, and I'm talking to Jeff, and he finally comes over. He says, oh, I can do that in no time. He climbed through underneath my house, took the vent off, went in there, and retrieved the filter for me. And I used the filter again. I'm using it right now. At any rate, I told him I'd give him free promotion on the show, man, because he saved me a lot, and I really appreciate it. He came over, and he did it right away. The man was done in a matter of 5 or 10 minutes. So here's his promo. Make sure you give Jeff Funk a call at 336-675-7855. this guy is nothing less than amazing. There's nothing he can't do. I know for a fact he can lay carpet, he can strip floors, he can replace windows, he does vinyl siding, and he retrieves whatever your kids might throw down your AC vent, or whatever you might mistakenly throw down your AC vent. So hey, make sure you give that man a call. His name is Jeff Bunk. His number is 336-675-7855. Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Shout out to my man, Jeff Bunk. Over there at Jeff Bunk Does It All. I think that's the name of his company, Jeff Bunk Does It All, or Mr. Amazing, or something like that, or another. But the man is absolutely fabulous. Like I just said in my little tribute commercial I did to him, we kind of did that on the fly. I had another one completely done, but, you know, I'm always messing up something, and I deleted it. But shout out to my man, Jeff Bunk, man. This man is amazing. Let me tell y'all, he can do virtually anything. When I tell you he can do anything, I'm telling you he can do anything from plumbing to siding to your doors to, man, you name it. That man looked me out. He took care of some work for me. So make sure y'all give him a call, man. 675-7855 is his number. And it is time to give another shout out to someone that is very dear to this show. Always show us love. Shout out to my homegirl, Katrina Watkins, and my man, Act Right, over at purelypoetic.net. Understand what I'm saying? Make sure you go to Blog Talk every Wednesday night, folks. Every Wednesday night. I mean, religiously, every single Wednesday night, I am in the house. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in the house, and I'm listening to some poetry, and I got my PJs on, And sometimes I'm doing my workout, you know, getting my push-ups in, and I got my dumbbells, and I'm going hard, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing my raises and all that stuff, man, getting my calisthenics in a little bit, and I'm listening to this poetry, man, and it's so relaxing. It's like I got a coffee shop and a gym in my house, you know what I'm saying? So this show is dope, man. I mean, if you haven't heard it before, go to blogtalkradio.com/purelypoetic, purely-poetic. And check out the show, man. If you want to call in and listen, just dial 714-888-7442. The show is amazing because what they do, they allow anybody from any walk of the life, wherever you're from, whatever you got to say, there's no mockery, there's nobody laugh at you, they make you feel comfortable. And if you can do some comedy, if you can do some spoken word, if you can, I don't know, like it says, here's your platform. If you're a virgin poet or a veteran poet, it doesn't matter. Everybody's invited and welcome to join in and share. There's no excuses anymore. So if you're in the closet poet or in the closet rapper or singer or something, and you're at home and you want to just release some of that tension, here's your platform, folks. Check them out. Purely Poetic presents Late Night Mike. The show is called Late Night Mike. It's on blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Get it in. Call in 714-888-7442. And get your shine on, man. Nobody's going to laugh at you. You got to start somewhere, folks. If you don't want to get out there and start doing your poetry in front of a large crowd, start with this. Wednesday nights is just like a coffee house. You know, you can get what's on your chest. You can write something on the fly. Maybe you can freestyle something. It doesn't really matter. But this is your platform. This is your venue. We are WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. Hit us up on Twitter at KIRP Radio Show, and hit us up on Twitter at NC Pudgy. You know the at symbol when I say at. Also, check us out online at KIRPRadioShow.com. Aha, I didn't say the www, did I? But I'm going to say it again. Hit us up online at www.KIRPRadioShow.com. And I want you guys to log on the site. We got some t-shirts up there. We got some, there's some nice articles to read. There's some music on there. There's a bunch of different things on there. But I want you guys to get those bumper stickers or get those t-shirts. Look, they're reasonable, man. We're talking, I think they're, I don't even know how much they are. $4, $5, maybe $10 for a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? So I tell you what, get a t-shirt. And if you want your money back, I'll do a free promo for you. And, you know, our listeners are somewhere between 50 and 70,000 people right now. So we are doing it B-I-G. Check it out, krpradioshow.com. On Facebook, same thing, facebook.com/KRP Radio Show. Leave your comments on there. Leave your comments on the Twitter. Whatever you want to do, just shout us out. It is time for sports. Only two games today in the NFL, as it is championship week, folks. Championship week, it is time to get it in. We got one more game to go for the night. That's the New York Jets at the Pittsburgh Steel Curtain Steelers. This has been an exciting game for Pittsburgh fans because they are leading the game in the third quarter with 7.42 minutes to go. It's second down and 7 in the New York 17. About to go down the game, folks. 24-10, Steelers way. Where my crowd at? Everybody out there like, yeah, the Steel Curtain is back, baby. So it's looking like the Steel Curtain is going to go to the Super Bowl, but who are they going to play? First game of the day was a little bit disappointing for a whole lot of folks out there. But on the flip side of that, you said, today is your day. You are going back to the Super Bowl, baby. The Green Bay Packers, final 21. Chicago Bears, final 4. Shout out to my man, T.J. Pepper. We knew you were the problem in Carolina, fan. You guys made it. Championship game, and we salute. But the guys came up short against the Green Bay Packers, and Green Bay put down 21 points, two scores in the first half, and one score for the Bears. Bears really tried to do the thing, but Aaron Rodgers was 2 for 17 for 30, 240 no touchdown. Jake Stark, 22 carries, 7 yards, 3 yards carry for touchdown. And Rodgers had a plus in a TV, 7 carries, 30 yards, 6 carries for the touchdown. But then the ball is 100% Chicago has some. And that was pretty much it. I'll take that 10 receptions, 90 yards, back to 6 carries, 6 yards, great play tackles ahead of the Super Bowl, but it looks like the game is still up. It's looking like the New York Jets taking the edge. Let's keep some fans. 21-24-10. Valentine's Day, folks. Just after Valentine's Day. And that concludes the sports. This is KIRP Radio Show, home of Pudgy. That's right, home of me. No, it's WMMG, home of KIRP Radio Show. I'm keeping it real with Pudgy because I'm Pudgy and I got to keep it real with myself. We about to go into some tax talk for the next 30 minutes in the last segment of the show, folks. If you got any questions, make sure you call in 619-638-8559 and let us know what you think about this tax season or what you need to know about taxes this year, and we will try our best to help you. Understand where I'm going? Got one more commercial to play, and then I'll be right back at the 9 o'clock hour after this commercial, and we're going to talk taxes from here on out.
Man, let me tell you what I did the other day. I was replacing the vents on my heating and air unit, and I put the daggone thing in there, and I guess I put it in backwards, and it sucked it down the drain. Well, it sucked it down the vent. So here I am. I'm panicking because, man, I don't want to spend a lot of money on replacing the AC system, or I don't know if it's going to mess it up or what. And I really didn't have time to do it, but I remember my neighbor told me about a guy who came and put down his carpet and did some stripping on his floors, and he was going to bring back to come replace a couple of doors. So I called my neighbor up. I'm like, hey, what happened to the guy you were ranting and raving about, you know, that you were giving all the praise to? He said, who, Jeff? He's here now. So I go over there, man, and I'm looking at this work, and my neighbor's he's a bit of a pig. So I'm looking at the stuff that Jeff done, and man, this guy is amazing. Let me tell you, this guy is amazing. You heard it here first. There's nothing that he can't do. So I'm looking at the car, and I'm talking to Jeff, and he finally comes over. He says, oh, I can do that in no time. He climbed through underneath my house, took the vent off, went in there, and retrieved the filter for me. And I used the filter again. I'm using it right now. At any rate, I told him I'd give him free promotion on the show, man, because he saved me a lot, and I really appreciate it. He came over and he did it right away. The man was done in a matter of 5 or 10 minutes. So here's his promo. Make sure you give Jeff Bunk a call at 336-675-7855. This guy is nothing less than amazing. There's nothing he can't do. I know for a fact he can lay carpet, he can strip floors, he can replace windows, he does siding, and he retrieves whatever your kids might throw down your AC vent, or whatever you might mistakenly throw down your AC vent. So, hey, make sure you give that man a call. His name is Jeff Bunk. His number is 336-675-7855.
So So, yeah, we are back. KRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy, and we are about to talk some taxes, folks. The first thing I'm going to do is just to let y'all know, I am a certified CPA, so just want to put that out there. I'm not my own accountant because I know better. But just to put that out there so, you know, I know it's going to be people to say, he don't know. Am I talking fast? Man, that felt real fast. I felt like no disrespect, I felt like a Puerto Rican when I said that. I know some people that are going to say, that come from the rapping with the Bone Thugs. Y'all don't know about that. Anybody want to test Pete real? Yeah, man, that's how it went down. But anyway, I'm going to go over some new things first. and just, you know, read off a couple of things to you all. Hopefully this information will be valuable to you all. Hopefully you can act upon it. The first piece of information I want to give you all is a phone number and a web address. Because don't believe the hype, man. A lot of people will tell you to do this with your taxes. They'll tell you that, yeah, carry somebody, child, girl. You go ahead and get you somebody and get you a baby and put them on your taxes, man. Listen, man. I understand, y'all. I've been there before. I'm from that walk of life. I know how it goes down. But I'm telling you just as sure as I am sitting here today, in this society today, that is bad news. That's the best piece of tax advice I can give y'all. All my folks out there, I hope you guys are listening to me and listen to me well. Listen to me well. The IRS are doing their thing. And y'all know what thing is. They on their job. If you didn't have that child on your taxes last year as your dependent, and it's not a 1 year old or less, red flag. Red flag. Flag. If you did not have that child on your taxes last year, last tax season, and your dependents don't match up, and that child is 1 year or less, red flag. Red flag. Y'all know what red flag means? Yeah, red flag. So that's the best piece of information that I can give you right now. That comes directly from the IRS. Unfortunately, my CPA couldn't be here tonight because I don't know what happened. Whatever, I didn't even hear from the lady, but it is what it is. I'm glad I didn't pay her. It was all on promo. Next time I know I need to pay for what... Well, I knew that from the beginning. You got to pay for what you get. So next time I choose to do this and I have a CPA on here, I'll make sure I get them paid, and they can come on here and they can just answer your questions. But I do have a personal CPA. So to make it up to you all, hit me up at KRP Radio. I'm sorry, not at KRP Radio, KRPRadio@gmail.com. Hit me up with an email if you got a question, and your local H&R Blocks and the Jackson Hewitts and all those folks don't want to help you. Make sure you hit me up, and I will forward the information. I will get you an answer, a real answer, not some made-up stuff. I'm not trying to go in on you and trying to get you guys in trouble. I'm here to assist you. That's what I do, man. I'm here to show love. And by now, I think everybody realized that. Everybody realized I'm here to show love. So if you got any questions, hit me up, and I'll do my best to forward them to my CPA, and I'll forward them to whoever's helping the show, and we'll get you an answer, man, a solid answer. But just remember what I said. This comes from the IRS's mouth, from the horse's mouth, and I'm being the horse's mouthpiece right now. If you did not carry that child last year that you plan on using as a dependent on your 1040 or your 1040A or whatever your easy form or whatever you're filing, if you did not have that child last year, does not have the same last name, if that child is not 1 year old or less, understand? 1 year old or less, I guess they say the actual work, the actual reading, the actual script is 12 months or less. So if that child is not 1 year old or less, red flag. It's over with. You know, the game is pretty much over. You got to remember, folks, you're dealing with the government agency. You're dealing with the IRS. And one thing I learned from when you're dealing with the IRS and you're dealing with government agencies is that there's no limitations to what they can do. If they owe you any amount of money, if you overpaid, I know people who still haven't gotten estate returns from 3 years ago or even last year. If they owe you, they can hold your money for as long as they feel like it, and you may not see that money forever, and they're not going to pay you interest on it. But, oh, lo and behold, if you owe them and you go 1 day past the deadline, your ass will pay interest. So don't play games with the IRS, folks. It is what it is. First, another piece of information I got to give you is contact information. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to Google. I want you to call. I want you to send emails. A lot of people don't understand that the IRS is a service. Other than the auditing service for the United States, they're also a service to us. They are a public service to us. You can call them, folks, and ask them questions, and they have to help you. They have to help you. Don't guess on this stuff. Don't listen to your man up the street who does taxes because his mama taught him and her brother taught her. Don't listen to that hype, man. Call the IRS and get the word from the horse's mouth. If you can't interpret something right and you're doing your taxes yourself, call them up. Send them an email. They will respond. A lot of people are afraid of the IRS. Don't be afraid because they can and will help you. And if you can't afford to do your taxes or you can't afford for somebody to fill your taxes out, guess what? Send your information in a folder, and the IRS will do them for you. I promise I'm not telling you a story. I'm not telling you lies. Look it up if you don't believe me. Hit them up or just give them a call. You can individuals who are filing individual tax returns, you can hit up the IRS at 800-829-1040. Get your pens and papers ready, folks, because I'm going to fly through this stuff, and I want you to take some notes and put it down, and I hope it's some assistance to you. But individuals who are filing individual returns, that's married, single, joint filers, whatever you want to call it, if you're filing an individual return, the number for you is 800-829-1040. The IRS will help you. You get any kind of information you want to get. They'll send you publications. They'll send you new forms. I don't know. I'm just putting the information out there for you. Also, for anyone who chooses to contact the IRS or just need a piece of information and don't want to contact them, log on www.irs.gov. That's .gov, folks. That's www.irs.gov. Make sure you hit them up, and whatever information you need, whatever questions you might have, whatever you're interpreting wrong, they'll look you out. So they're not only an auditing agency for the U.S., they're a service to you. They're a civil service to you. None other, just like the social services, is a service for you. A lot of people think that the social services only, and this is off topic for a second, a lot of people think that the social service is put in place to just retrieve child support. That's not what they're there for, folks. They're there to help the community. Now, with all that said, they're not there for you to get stuck on them, meaning the food stamps or the AFDC or the whatever. Use the social service as a stepping stone. They're an organization that are put in place that are paid by the state or the county first, and they are there to help you. So don't be scared to reach out to these folks. Anybody that owns a business, that have any business questions or any business woes, or there's a lot of people that have Blog Talk Radio shows, and I might get audited for this one. I hope not. But there's a lot of people that have Blog Talk Radio shows, and you spend your own money to make this happen. Say you don't have any sponsors or you're traveling to make this happen. If you can show that your intent is to make a profit, because truly this is called a hobby. Understand, if you don't have it under my call letters, is my business. That's Miller Marketing Group. So that is a business for me. We have EIN, we have tax ID numbers, we are registered. If you have a business or you have a hobby and it's something that you intend to make a profit on, consider that a hobby with intent to make a profit. Consider that a hobby with intent to make a profit, and you file those monies that you're spending on your show, on your Blog Talk show. After about 3 years, you cannot write off a loss. They say 5, but I'm telling you from experience, after about 3 years, you will not be able to claim it as a loss if you have not made some kind of profit. That's some kind of profit, folks. So that's just a bone for you right there. For all you guys, all you people out there that have these so-called record labels and this, that, and the other, get your stuff legal, man, and register your businesses and do the thing right, because people will take you serious then. And if not, you're just walking up the wrong tree, and leave this for the big dogs and just stay down there on the porch. But anyway, any businesses or anybody that has a hobby and with the intent of it being a business, you can also call the IRS at 800-829-4933. That's 800-829-4933. 33. That's anybody with a business that plans on making a profit or registering their hobby as a business. If you're an exempt organization, such as a retirement plan administrator, or you're a government entity, you can dial 1-800-829-5500. I probably shouldn't have gave that out because I'm assuming if you're an administrator of somebody's retirement plan, your ass better know this number yourself, or you better know how to contact these people yourself. So I know there's a few people who follow me from Facebook, and I've noticed that some people were hearing impaired teachers, or they work for the school of the deaf. If you're hearing impaired, write this number down for maybe some of your students or some of the other teachers, or I don't know, just write it down and take notes, and maybe this will be of service or assistance to somebody else. Post these numbers on your Facebook pages. Somebody get them all down and post them on your Facebook or post them on your blog in hopes to help someone. But hearing impaired, the number is 800-829-4059. If you need some face-to-face attention, now here's something that a lot of people don't know. If you need some face-to-face attention, the IRS is always closed. Every state, most cities, but every state has a local IRS center. Every single one. It may be in your state capital. It may be in the next city over. But every single state has a local IRS unit or division. So if you need some face-to-face attention, go to IRS.gov and look for the link that says local talent section. Local talent section. Local talent section if you need some face-to-face assistance. All right, new things for this year. The deadline is no longer April 15th. For us people that pay money back, the deadline is not April 15th. Any longer. We get three more days because of the holiday. The deadline is April 18th. So give you guys three more days to send those checks in without penalty. Make sure you get them checks written, and don't try to post-date the check, man, because you're dealing with the IRS. They'll come get you, man. They'll get their money out the bank. Take it from me. Take it from Pete Pudgy. We are WMMG. Why we have so many people all under this lake? We are WMMG. Home with the KRRP radio show, 500 through 560 a.m. in the Triad and Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Shout out to my D.C. folks. Got to give a shout out to my folks over there at San Diego State who are like my statisticians. So if anything is wrong, they'll get at me and I'll get at you and I'll post it somewhere to let you know where I went wrong at. But I do my research, folks, and I try to do it well. There's a lot of preparation that goes into play for this show, whether you guys realize it or not. It may seem simple, but it is not. So all you folks out there who think this blog talk and carrying on this conversation and talking for this long and being informative and being right and being enthusiastic and loud and proud and vibrant, it's not easy, folks. You got to be built for this, baby. And I'm built for it. So anyway, check us out. www.krrpradioshow. Hit us up, man. We got a lot of merchandise on there now. Thumb through it. I want you guys to read that article with me, Van Jones, and Kevin Daniels. Get on there, check it out, see what it's all about. We are talking about taxes right now, and I'm not going to go to another commercial because we only have about 17 minutes for the show. So I'm going to keep going over these new things, and I know there's one particular thing that a lot of people are going to want to know about. One is the deadline, which is no longer April 15th. The deadline is April 18th. There's a lot of new changes. There's a lot of new things that I'm going to run down real quick. I'm going to go to a couple of callers real quick. And let's see. I got one caller that I recognize, so I definitely got to take that caller. That's purely poetic. It's on the line. Purely poetic, what it is.
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you swell.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Hey, I appreciate your show tonight and any other night too, you know, of course. But I did actually learn something, the whole hobby for profit endeavor. So I'm on the IRS.gov right now looking that up. So thanks for dropping some knowledge.
mm-hmm.
And I just had a comment, and I don't even know where this would even start, but I want to know why we cannot get our W-2s electronically in this day and age. I know some places do it,
Yeah.
But a lot of places, they're still, you're still mailing them out and waiting until, you know, what do they have until the last day of the month to put a postmark on it or something like that?
Yeah, the 31st is the last day they can send out. That's another jewel.
I don't understand with this kind of day and age why we can't get these things electronically, you know? It just doesn't make sense to me. So I could go ahead and get them on January 1st, you know what I'm saying?
A lot
I like
of
to go ahead and get my stuff out and get it out the way.
I feel you, man. I'm trying to wait as long as possible. I wouldn't care if they wouldn't send mine until December, frankly, but but a lot of companies don't want to send them out so fast because they know once they send them out, there's lack of production in the workplace. I'm serious, man. I went to a seminar once, and a lot of business owners said, man, you know what? I hate when the W-2s come out because soon after I send them, the call-offs start. People start getting sick. And, the vacations are wanting to be placed back to back, and the sick days go up. So, that was enlightening to me because I never thought of that side of things, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think about that either. I've been doing my taxes for, over a decade and a half on my own. And last year actually was the first year I had to pay for state taxes, and that hurt. I mean, that was several hundred dollars. But, you know, other than that, if people aren't out there, if you're not out there filing your taxes, just get on it, you know?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people don't file at all, man. And that's if you owe the government, folks, it's not as much of a problem. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Hold up. Freeze. Don't hang up. Nobody go away. I don't want you thinking that and go to jail behind me. If you owe the government, you need to file. If you think that you're going to owe, you need to file. They'll work out a payment plan based off your income, if I'm not mistaken. Or they'll just freeze your assets and take your cars and you won't be able to. Anyway, that's my experience. But if they owe you, you do not have to file. See, a lot of people don't realize that. If the government owes you, you don't have to file. They could care less if you get your money or not. Could care less. But if you owe them.
That's when you need to file.
Absolutely. That's when you need to file so you can get that little bit of change, girl.
Exactly.
So everybody out there who's going to file, send me $2 because I'm going to have to pay.
Ridiculous. But I don't want to hold you up. I know you got a shorter show tonight, but I just wanted to call in and tell you thank you for sharing that information and then also just share my personal thoughts on this electronic stuff.
No doubt. Where my man Act Right at? I know he around there somewhere.
Oh, he right here.
Come on,
real,
man.
What's up?
Yo, you're supposed to be in the background like, yo, Pete, what's good?
I disconnected his microphone.
Oh, y'all wrong. Oh, that's dirty.
She'll be wrong, man. She do me wrong. She want me to be quiet on the show, man.
don't
how women do. They always trying to shut. Okay, I'm going to let that be.
Yeah, let that go. Don't even believe that.
All right, we're gonna let that be, Act Right. What's good with you, fam?
Not much, man. Just really excited about this week, man. My nonprofit won the contract to teach the aviation curriculum at the TransTech Academy in D.C.
Oh, major. That's major.
He got his 501c3 status, too, all in Texas.
I know that's right. Congratulations to you, Mr. Educational Institute.
Appreciate that, man.
Clapping for you over here, man. Shout out to you, man. That's real big, man. Explain to the people what that is if you got a second. I know the game's on, but please let them know what that is, brother.
The organization is called Outreach Aviation Incorporated, and basically what we do, we expose the disadvantaged youth and minorities to aviation and the different career paths associated with that. And also, while we're doing that, we're going to improve their reading, math, science, technical, and social skills through flight.
That's huge. I mean, That's not even kind of a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, he's a pilot. I don't know if we've ever mentioned it on the show, but he's a commercial pilot and stuff. So he's definitely out there trying to help the community.
Hey man, I think I wanna take that because I'm gonna buy me a Cessna real soon. Cannot wait.
I see you. You talking about Cessnas, man? You speaking my language?
Hey man, I'm trying to get me one real soon, brother. Anyway, let me get off that. Yo, we're gonna talk about that offline, Act Right. I got some questions about mechanics, and I'm getting my money right. I'm gonna have me a plane in a little bit. Anyway, gotta go. Shout out
to
give y'all shout outs real quick, please.
Just shouting out you as we do each week. We appreciate you.
All right, purelypoetic.net, folks. Check them out Wednesday nights. They are on the line and they are on fire. That's my girl Katrina Watkins and my homie Act Right, the pilot. Yeah, check them out. He's doing big things over there, man. This man is setting up education for minority children to be educated about avionics. Man, if that ain't big, that's one of the biggest things I have heard in a long time. Act Right, hit me up with the info so we can get that posted on the website. I'm blogging about it. I'm Twittering about it. I'm excited. Hey, man, I don't even know what to say. Got to go to another commercial really quick. I'm going to cut the commercial short because I got a bunch of little things I want to read off to you all. Get your pens and your papers ready. Jot this stuff down. Okay, I ain't got to go to the commercial. We'll go to the commercial in a minute. Check this out. Here's the new things that's going on for this year in your tax structure. Let's just call it that right now. The limits on personal exemptions and overall itemized deductions have ended, folks. There used to be limits on your personal exemptions and overall itemized deductions. That means, let me tell you what that means to a lot of people who itemize. There is no longer a limit on your personal exemptions, folks. There's no longer a limit. There used to be a cap. There's no longer a limit. So if you got all the stuff to write off, anything that you can write off, folks, that you've been just saying, no, I'm not going to write it off, this is the stuff that you need to get together this year. And you need to write them off. You absolutely need to write this stuff off. Don't hurt yourself. You know what I mean? Don't go into this thing thinking, you know, like years ago. Now this is for the people who itemize, okay? If you don't itemize, meaning if you take the standard deduction, that means head of household, single, married filed jointly. If you take the standard deduction and you do not itemize this little piece of information that's very huge, I might add, is not for you. The limits on personal exemptions, write it down, folks, and give it to somebody. You never know who can use it. The limits on personal exemptions and overall itemized deductions ended. All right? Just let that know. The self-employed health insurance deduction, effective March 30th, 2010, is available, folks. Just want to let you know. We're going to move on because a lot of us ain't using that. The adoption credit, I call it the Angelina Jolie credit. Say it three times. The adoption credit has increased to $13,170, and it is now fully refundable. Let me give a big round of applause to that. Shout out to the folks who made that happen in the Senate or Congress or President Obama or whoever made that happen. Shout out to you because there are a lot of folks out there who take in children that need somewhere to go because some of their sorry mamas and their sorry daddies can't take care of them. And there's a lot of people that has a big heart out there, and they take these people inside their homes, and they really, for years, it's been a problem. They spend their money, and it's not the appropriate write-off. It has not been put in place. So this year, there's an increase. It's up to $13,170, and it is fully refundable. Fully refundable. That's the adoption credit, the Angelina Jolie credit. I hope somebody's writing this down to pass this on to somebody else. Also, the AMT has increased to $47,450. All right? AMT increased to $47,450. It's $72,450 for married, filing jointly, or qualifying widower, and $36,225 if you're married and filing separately. Now, here's the big credit that I want to talk about for like the next 8 minutes because we're about to close the show. But the big one is the first-time home buyer's credit was extended to any armed forces or offshore worker. They get an additional year to claim that credit last year that ended. The first-time home buyer's credit that ended last year, I think it ended in March, if I'm not mistaken. I think it ended March. Well, also, anyway, if you purchased a home after April 30th, this time you can claim the credit. Right now you can claim the credit if you've been working offshore, if you were in the military or, I don't know, wherever you were, whatever you were doing, if you were offshore and out of this country, and if you were working for the military, you can now claim that credit. Do not sleep on it. Go to your CPA. Listen, folks, don't go to like Jackson Hewitt and the H&R Blocks and shout out to them folks because I know, you know, they do a good job and they help you in the time of being audited, not for real. But so don't go to them thinking that they're going to take their time with you and do all this stuff, man. Find you a CPA, a certified public accountant. Find you one that can take the time and go through some of this stuff for you. They don't charge you much more, if more, than what the H&R Blocks and the Jackson Hewitts and all those do. If you don't understand this tax lingo, get with somebody who does, somebody who's certified. That way they can sign off on that back page of your taxes and say that, hey, I verified this, and if it's wrong, it's my fault, and I'll take care of it. When you're signing on yourself and you're filling out your own taxes, it's totally on you. Totally on you. So, man, I feel like a fat man. I'm talking so fast in here. So, anyway, find you a CPA, man, and get with that CPA and get some real tax help. And I'm not trying to take away any business from, you know, the public, the chain places, you know, that I just named. But, hey, man, they try to get you in and out of there so fast. How can they be doing the job that you need them to do? I mean, think about it. Really think about that. So, I don't know. Anyway, the 2010 increase to earn income credit is if you got no children and you earning less than $13,460 or $18,470 if you're married jointly, you got an increase to the earn income credit. If you have one child, your earnings must be less than $35,535, $40,500 if you're married filing jointly. Okay? These are increases, folks. I'm reading it off to you. If you have two children and you earn less than $40,400, it's actually $363, but $40,400 or $45,373 if you're married filing jointly. Three or more children, earnings must be less than $43,352 or $48,000 if you're married filing jointly. Oh, listen, folks. Those numbers might not mean anything to you the way I just gave it to you, but trust you and me, this is where the bulk of your money comes from. If you don't know, now you know. For a lot of people who file their taxes and they wonder, like, how did I get this much money back? And, you know, people are always talking about, well, your child, I got to find me a child. Well, you parents out there who's been spending your money all year and Uncle Sam has been taking your money all year, this deductions and those guidelines and those numbers are for you. The credits themselves have also increased in 2010. The maximum credit that can be received is this. If you got no kids and you have earned income credit, it's $457. If you have one child and you qualify for earned income credit, and when I say qualify, I'm talking about the numbers that I just gave you previously. When I say you have one child and your earnings must be less than $35,535, that's what I mean by this. I'm reading on what you get if you qualify in those numbers that I just gave you. And if you have one child, it's $3,050. If you pay no taxes in and you got one child, I don't care if you pay $5 in and you have one child, you will qualify for earned income credit because you meet the guidelines. $3,050. Two children, $5,036. Three children or more. Now look at the variation of the differences here, folks. Three children or more, $5,666. Now notice where they jump from. No kids, $457. One child, $3,050. Two children, $5,036. Now that right there is a difference of $2,000 plus, right? $2,014 difference between one child and two. But from two to three, it's a matter of $660 difference. $630 difference. Folks, don't believe the hype, man. 5, 10, 15 kids, you don't get credit for all your children like you would see. You get dependent credit. You get a tax break. You get what they call man, I can't even think of what it is right now, but you do not get earned income credit for 10 children. So if some way in your mind you feel like the more kids you have, the more taxes you're going to get back, man, I hope you're not thinking that ignorant. I hope and pray you're not the one that's thinking that. So that's a little bit of tax information I got for you all. I'm completely out of time. It is 9:28. Got to give a shout out again before I go to my girl Kelly Smoke. Happy birthday. Shout out to my people over there at Purely Poetic. That's Act Right, my girl Katrina Watkins. Shout out to you all. Wednesday nights, 9:30 p.m. for all you poets out there. Shout out to my folks, my man Taliban, who holds us down, getting the feed to Washington, D.C. WMMG. Got to give more shout-outs to all my people out there. Shout-out to my girl Emerald Stone, who about to release a mixtape. Y'all check her out on Facebook, Emerald Stone. Emerald Stone, Emerald Stone. Check her out. Congratulations, she's about to get married. She just called me today to let me know she's about to get married. Shout-out to you on an engagement. Man, more and more shouts out to everybody. Make sure y'all log on the website, man. Cop a banner. Cop a, I don't know, get you a bumper sticker. Get a T-shirt. Take a picture in it. Send it to us so we can put you on the website. Send us pictures of your big head children so we can put them on the website. I'm out of time. Every Sunday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. through 10 normally, but through 9:30 today. WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. I'm your host, Pudgy. We do it big. And for everybody who listening, y'all know what y'all are to me. You are B.I.G. in my book. I love you, man. One love. You got it. Recognize real, phony gon' recognize still, I reckon I will. Like we always do with this time.